From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, John McCain says one thing, his running mate says another. We check in with Slate's John Dickerson and ask, is Sarah Palin going rogue?
First, world economies going south and what to do. The White House today announced an emergency World Economic Forum in Washington next month.
The big economic powers will be there. Also, Brazil, Russia, China, India, Korea. The White House says whoever wins the election will also get an invite and says there are more such meetings to come.
David Semple manages the Emerging Markets Fund for the Van Eck Global Money Managers. David Semple, welcome to Day to Day. You watch the financial health of emerging markets. Are there more catastrophes on the way and where?
There are definitely countries where there are issues. I would point to Argentina, Hungary, Vietnam. Now, these countries, by and large, are not that important in terms of equity investing in emerging markets. But you've also got to look at the economic consequences of what's happened in terms of the financial crisis. You know, there's definitely an impact, obviously, in terms of Asia. We're not saying that the large Asian countries are going to break in any way. It's just that they're going to have to bend a lot, given that they are very dependent on exports.
Are you telling your clients, get out of emerging markets right now, go cash?
No, we're not. A lot of the damage has been done in terms of the equity valuations in emerging markets. Many hedge funds, global investors and so forth have actually exited these markets. And the type of value that is available now in many of these places is, I would say, egregious. So to sell now, I think, would be entirely the wrong decision.
Let's talk about some specific economies. Turkey. Turkey's a pretty big economy. That's not Vietnam. If it's in trouble, what does that mean?
Well, I don't think Turkey is in trouble. It has an exchange rate which has been somewhat overvalued in our opinion, but they have brought down inflation rate from extremely high levels to just high levels. Their dependence in the banking system on foreign exchange loans, which is the issue in many of these places like Hungary, is much less than it used to be. So they are really structurally in a much better place than they were just 3-4 years ago.
The Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, maybe these are in that class of economies that, looking at it from a macro standpoint, it doesn't really matter. They're too little.
Correct. They have significant issues. I would be very careful about anything involving these countries in terms of equity investing, but simply they're just not important enough in our context.
Pakistan. This is a country that is enormously important to the United States for strategic reasons. Today, the International Monetary Fund said that Pakistan has asked for help and that it will get some kind of help. But what about the prospects for a place like Pakistan?
Well, if you're asking me about prospects for a country that's receiving advice from the International Monetary Fund, I'm afraid you're not going to get a very positive response. Pakistan does have issues in equity terms. It is possible to invest there, obviously. They have, however, effectively closed the market for some 6 weeks or so now. So when they reopen it, which I think is, I believe is happening on Monday, you're going to see some significant days downward. So you won't see any real trading probably until about Thursday or Friday of next week. Geopolitically, absolutely, I understand its importance. But in terms of its economic impact on the rest of the world and the countries surrounding it, it's really actually not hugely significant in the grand scheme of things.
You're an international money manager. When you hear a statement from the White House, we're going to have this World Economic Summit, do you say, oh, thank heavens, something's going to get done? Or does this not matter? Do governments not matter so much anymore and it's just following the money?
Well, government involvement in an economic crisis is not always helpful. There is no situation that is that difficult that governments can't make it worse. That's my own personal credo. But, talking about it, I think, is unlikely to have much impact right now because the money will follow whatever path it wants to follow, whether it's logic or fear.
So will you be waiting for this World Economic Summit to make any decisions, or is this just something else to mark on the calendar, keep going, and look for what light you can find?
It's of some interest, but it's certainly not what we'll be basing our decisions on.
David Semple manages emerging market funds for the Van Eck Global Money Management Group. David, thank you.
You're welcome.